sisters and brothers.
What would a holistic self-defense practice look like that would address our, we the people's, lack of autonomy and our vulnerability to power's attempts to divide us? What would help us become people who could help point the way out of the class system and towards a decentralized, fully cooperative global society based in mutual aid, moving towards a global good fellowship? Because in our hearts, those of us who have not been too deeply led to identify with power, in our hearts, this is what we want. We want global good fellowship. We are, in a sense, in love with our brothers and sisters in that big love sense. And we want to know more about each other. We want to be able to help each other when we see there that any among us are in trouble. And what a hierarchical system does is it robs us of our best selves, robs us of our abilities, our gifts, not because they're never called upon to be used. No one is interested, no one, i.e. those who make the decisions. We have to be the ones to make the decisions about the shape of our world and of ourselves in order for us to be our best selves. Because Alice understood that the growing problem of diminishing empathy, of empathy in a sense being designed out of us, we caught in the class system, global class system, because she understood that this problem is systemic in being inculcated by means of a power transmitted and fed and continuously expanding pedagogy of child rearing. She has much to say to guide us out of that system. But it's one thing to read Alice within the false frame of power endemic in the human condition, and quite another to read her integrated within the clear picture of power's orchestrated plan since the French Revolution, within the true context of power's conscious intent to construct a reality consistent with a 2,000 plus year old vision of rigid fixed class divisions. That's what's never acknowledged when we hear discussions like that on Democracy Now! That was played right before this show about how, you know, racism has been a conscious plan. Yes, it has. And the form of it does change over time as these power guys since the French Revolution change their mind on certain things and take Plato's advice about tempering the ideal with the possible. Kissinger said the same thing. You know, they shift around depending on what's possible. Literal slavery of we black folk became not possible. And what we have to realize is that their obsession with rank, which is also has a racial form, they have been systematically trying to disseminate through the population over the course of the history of this country. And it's always served them well as a means to divide us. And there's a slightly different spin on it today in the sense that the media, which power controls, is pushing a... And it's also divisive or divisive, but it's divisive in a different way. It's suggesting that those in power are enlightened, and it is just everyday folk who are not. You know, so they have control the media and make it seem as if, yes, it's time for us to address this racism problem. When we begin having our own discussions, we'll begin to get clearer on is that this racism problem is their racism problem derived from Plato, the notion that there is a master race and a race of cattle, essentially, a slave race, and a race that exists to implement the plans of those who make the decisions. And when we frame the problem of racism that way, we all get on the same side, and it elucidates. We understand what's been happening, and we understand what to do about it. The vast majority of us, the vast, vast majority of us, are ready to move on to freedom. And the issue of race, once we get to party together rapidly, disappears. It is the issue of scarcity or a manufactured scarcity and scrambling to simply exist that power has been able to use to manipulate us. When manufactured scarcity is exposed for what it is, and we talk about it, and we work together to be the ones who are in charge of our own lives and our own world as we are meant to, we get to see that manufactured scarcity. We get to see that the issue of scarcity is a con, and one that it's way past time for us to move beyond.